gonna move. Oh, I hope my legs don't break walking on the moon.
Play action for Hartman. Now Hartman looking deep down the field towards Tyree, and that pass is caught and in for the touchdown. Goes Chris Tyree.
We've got some Notre Dame fans that listen to the show, want to pay them off a little bit and give you some celebration time because I know you enjoyed this game over the weekend. That made it 31-13 over USC, that Notre Dame touchdown for 46 yards from Sam Hartman to Chris Tyree. And but then USC came back, which is, you know, they should at least do a little bit. You know, they're not a terrible team, right? They're ranked 10 and Notre Dame's ranked 21st. So Notre Dame was expected to not win this game, but
Williams scanning. Buying more time, scrambling, firing toward the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown, Brendan Rice.
So that made it 31-20, and all you Notre Dame fans were a little bit nervous, and then, oh my God, it was all over right after that.
Two-possession game, and here we go. This is Price bringing it out, trying to return of his own. Now Jadarian Price turning on the Jets. 20-10 touchdown.
Nothing like a 99-yard kick return to change the world for you. 38-20 at that point in the fourth quarter. Notre Dame added on.
Williams drops, flips it to the outside. Williams lost the football. Ball is loose, and it's scooped up. Watts into the end zone. Have a night, Xavier Watts.
What I would describe as textbook Mike Singletary defense, where your defender comes in and not just to tackle, but to punch the ball, and the second guy comes in, picks up, scoops, and scores. And, you know, 48-20 is not too bad. The big teams all dominated. Georgia 37-20 over Vanderbilt, although you would have thought they might have done a little bit more than that as an unranked team. Michigan 52-7 over Indiana. Ohio State 41-7 over Purdue. Florida State, of course, destroyed Syracuse at home, as was expected, 41-3. Penn State 63-0 against UMass. Oh. Oh, not fun at all. And then some other games, including Auburn. LSU beat Auburn 48-18. I can say it. But I will say this. Give me one moment of personal privilege because we don't get to celebrate this very often. I went to the University of Illinois, and after we lost three defensive players, including Devin Witherspoon, you know, a local kid who now plays for the Seahawks, left Illinois last year. It's hard to be good again when you lose, you know, first, second, and third round drafts to the NFL. Anyway, Illinois comes in against Maryland, who's ranked, they're 5-1, and we were 2-4 coming in to play this game yesterday at Maryland.
Officially 43 yards out.
Tie game.
Caleb Griffin.
Time expiring. So now 3-4. Not 3-4. So anyway, this is, we're not good, but we'll take that one. That was the kick that the 49ers couldn't make, and that was the kick the Oregon Ducks couldn't make. So, you know, there you go. Let's just put it that way. 823 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, and Argos did not. Wasn't good. Wasn't good. They lost 10-6. They had two touchdowns, total offense the entire game. I know they're trying. I know the West Alabama defense was very, very good, but a very frustrating game as a fan to just sit there and be like, where's my offense and my receivers and my quarterback and my, why is this happening? But okay. All right. So they have a good defense and we'll just allow it to be that. 824 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Former President Trump's $250 million civil fraud trial continues today in New York City. Trump was expected in New York this week with his former lawyer Michael Cohen scheduled to take the stand, but Cohen's testimony has now been delayed due to a health issue. No word yet on when that testimony will be rescheduled to. The trial expected to last into December. Discounts for making a purchase with cash appears to be a growing trend across the nation. The number of cash purchases, including a discount, climbed 66% from 2015 to 2022. Many businesses offering that discount to lower their payment processing fees. And 76-year-old...
And by the way...
Yeah, go ahead.
And the flip side of that is also true. I've noticed more places, I think Little Caesars is one where, you know, there's a credit card fee.
Right.
It's not that they're discounting cash, it's that they're charging for using a card. You know, so the... the charge card is now a charge card. And so, you know, that kind of undoes the benefit of the free money that you can get paid back bucks on, right? So anyway, go ahead, David.
76-year-old Suzanne Summers has passed away after a long battle with breast cancer. That news coming out Sunday. Of course, Summers famous for playing Chrissy Snow on Three's Company, also played in some other sitcoms. She died one day before her birthday.
I know. That's... Yeah,
it's really sad.
Yeah, especially because she was a sweetheart. I didn't get to interact with her a lot, but just a couple of times when I was producing for one of the shows I used to run at Talk Radio Network, and sweet, wonderful, delightful, like the kind of person where you're like, oh, she just is that way in real life. Like, she's not playing a character. She's just, and without the ditzy part, like
right.
The smart, sweet, fun, vivacious.
She always
kinda
had that aura about her,
yes,
when you'd see her on TV, right?
Yeah, just always kind of glowing, you know? It was just kind of who she was. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
No accidents reported this morning, but we've got two slowdowns to tell you about. East Burgess Road and Oakfield Road, both east and westbound right there. I don't see an accident yet, but it's really, really slow there.
That's a drop-off for the high school.
That's what it is.
That part of town sucks every
so
day.
They already
time.
Know about yep. it. All yeah, right, I'm learning. Day. I'm learning. Highway 98 westbound in Tiger Point, anybody that lives in that area like I do knows that the construction traffic is slowing things down there this morning, so please use caution in that area.
Construction?
Yep.
In Tiger Point?
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure?
I think so. I'm pretty sure. I think so. The left tire of my car will tell you.
I bet, yeah.
The left front side. Okay, so...
did you lose it or did you pop it?
It just looks rough. I think I've got a few things sticking out of it. So if you have any traffic reports, you can text us at 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you haven't heard about ProHealth Florida, they are a local, female-owned company, been operating for more than 35 years here in the Pensacola area, but they are also in Gulf Breeze, in Santa Rosa Beach, in Milton, in Crestview, Fort Walton, on Summit in Pensacola, on College in Pensacola by the Sam's Club. And, you know, perennially, they're best of the Bay, best of the Coast, best of Pensacola. And they're just, you know, a great place to go for your healthcare needs, okay? And they've got a walk-in clinic, 8 to 4, Gulf Breeze in Pensacola and Fort Walton. Saturdays, 8 to 1 in Pensacola at the Sam's Club location. You get lab work done. You can get occupational health screens, drug screens, all that kind of stuff. They got a whole weight loss program that is, you know, a medical weight loss program with all kinds of aspects to it. So if that appeals to you, they can help you lose the weight. And they have the ProHealth Medical Membership Plan, which is kind of like an alternative to insurance or in addition to insurance. I was just listening to Bill talk about this the other day. He said that about a third of their medical membership plans are for people who have insurance but want to pay $45 a month so that they can just do unlimited primary care visits with no copay, don't have to deal with insurance on a lot of these things, and can just use their, you know, like work insurance as like a backup, catastrophic kind of thing. 24/7 Teladoc comes with that, annual physical, flu shot, discount on lab work and procedures, 25%. So just a lot of stuff. And if you want to find out more about them, go online to ProHealthFL.com or stop in any one of those seven locations. 828 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is one of those stories that kind of, it just barely got reported. It wasn't really one of those big deals, but you remember all of the hubbub over the Biden administration releasing the $6 billion for Iran to use for humanitarian purposes, they said. And we all said, you know, money's fungible, right? You can give it to them in this area and they'll just spend it in another area. It kind of like the claims that the lottery benefits education. Well, I mean, what would you not fund education if you didn't have the lottery? I mean, anyway, so it's just these silly things that people say. But okay, you know, the Biden administration has now backtracked on that. They have quietly, but they have quietly canceled the release of that money under congressional pressure. They basically, you know, they had freed it up, but now it had been in accounts in Qatar or Qatar. I think it's as close as an English speaker is going to get. And I'm not going to, you know, hurt myself in my back of my mouth. But anyway,
Qatar.
It's like I learned how to say it from a friend of mine who speaks the language. And the closest I can get is Qatar. That's as close as I can get. But again, I start to hurt myself when I do that. And I got to speak for 4 hours a day. Anyway, they are they're pulling back the money. They've got a quiet understanding with Qatar. And that's it. So good, I guess. Maybe would have been better not to free up the funds in the first place, which time-wise, seems like it might have been an incentive to Iran to get involved with this operation, this murderous, disgusting terrorist operation from Hamas. Some of those facts, I think, are still yet to be established, but still, there's kind of like, there's the what you can prove and there's the what you know, right? 8:30 on News Radio 92.3. What do we have coming? We have the Pensacola Habitat for Humanity Soaring to New Heights Gala, Saturday, December 2nd at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Sponsorships are still available. You can find out more about that at newsradio923.com. And also the Lionfish Festival is coming home to Pensacola, Pensacola Beach Boardwalk, October 21st and 22nd. That's this weekend from 10 to 5. Family-friendly, great chance to learn about lionfish, games, booths, all of that kind of stuff. Again, that's the 21st and 22nd at the Boardwalk on Pensacola Beach.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. More American citizens are being evacuated from Israel, some on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship to Cyprus. 270 greeted by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis last night, arriving in Tampa on a charter flight paid for by the state of Florida.
This woman and her family had been living and working in Israel.
Very thankful, but I feel very guilty for leaving. Because I have a lot of friends that are there, that are fighting, that are still there. You know, my kids' friends, it's life.
There was no charge to evacuees for this flight. The U.S. State Department is informing evacuees for whom they will transport, they will be billed.
Fox's Evan Brown, that billing is per federal law. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tells Fox that he feels good about Ohio Republican Jim Jordan's chance to be elected Speaker on the House floor tomorrow.
He has been an integral part of our team when we took the majority, helping us get the majority.
It's unclear whether Jordan has enough Republican support to overcome the Democrats' expected unanimous opposition. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 49 degrees right now, mostly sunny in Pensacola this morning. Well, it's been a 30-year tradition here in Escambia County, the Soul Bowl. Kids from East and West Pensacola getting together for a day of football.
It was amazing playing against a team that we beat all the other years, but they came back and beat us. But it's good.
That's Brandon Sanders, one of the kids playing in the game over the weekend. Now, their goal is to create unity among kids here in our area. One of the adults volunteering at the event, local attorney Troy Rafferty, says it's a way to let the kids know that there are adults that care about their future.
It shows them that we want to help. It shows them that they have mentors, that they have people they can count on.
And the event filled the Blue Wahoo Stadium with supporters for both sides of the annual Crosstown Rivalry game over the weekend. Annual state park passes and hunting and fishing licenses are being offered at a big discount until January. That's thanks to an executive order from Governor Ron DeSantis, the half-off discount. Good for the annual, the five-year, or the lifetime gold sportsman's hunting and fishing license. Also good for annual state park passes. Check out those websites on the state websites to be able to get those passes and licenses at a reduced rate. If you were downtown Saturday, you might have seen a large group walking with signs. It was the Walk for Freedom event demonstrating against human trafficking. That event hosted by the Pensacola Dream Center. Human trafficking survivors, community members, and others were all a big part of that walk. And organizers say human trafficking happens everywhere, including here in Pensacola. The walk showing awareness and support for those who are affected. Escambia County School Board members will be voting this week on whether to continue their suspension of the tobacco-free hiring policy. Last week, the school board questioned whether the policy has had much of an effect on their hiring over the last year.
We really do not know if we were able to hire anyone that was or is currently a nicotine user because of the suspension of this policy. There's nothing that we can ask, nor do we ask, if you were hired because of the suspension of the policy.
And that is Kevin Windham. He's the school district director of risk management. He tells the board in the current hiring climate, though, it's probably a good idea to extend the suspension of that policy. Hundreds of people that were stuck in Israel have now made it back home to Florida. Governor DeSantis announcing over the weekend that 300 people were flown into the Tampa airport. They had been stranded in Israel because commercial flights were canceled once the war with Hamas started. The Florida Division of Emergency Management worked with Tampa rescue group Project Dynamo to organize that flight. And Senator Marco Rubio wanting to take action against those in the U.S. that support Hamas. Rubio sent a letter yesterday to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Rubio asking Blinken to review and revoke visas of those who have endorsed or embraced Hamas's terrorist activity. He says many of those who organize demonstrations in support of Hamas are either living, studying, or working in the U.S. on visas. Current law, he says, bans anyone who supports a terrorist group from entering the country. It's 8:35 right now, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jake.
All right, not looking too bad out there this morning. We just have a little bit of slowdown because of the construction traffic. Highway 98 westbound in the Tiger Point area. Other than that, I-10, I-110, all checking in clear. This traffic report is brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MADD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MADD-HELP or visit MADD.org. If you have any traffic info to report, text us at 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We are going to be seeing a chilly start to the day today. Temperatures warming up near 68 degrees in the afternoon, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, the cool weather continues, dropping into the 40s, 49 degrees for your low. For Tuesday, sunny skies with a high near 71. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 54 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 49 degrees in Pensacola, 50 in Gulf Breeze, 48 in Milton. Your money now this morning. The Dow is up 229 points this morning at 33,899.36. S&P 500's up 29.45 at 43.5709. The NASDAQ up 99.44 at 13.5068. The 10-year bond rate is up slightly at 4.7% today. Gold prices down 12.30 at 1,929.20. Silver prices also down today at 22.73. And if you're invested in Bitcoin, it's a good morning for you. Bitcoin's up 1,937.41 at 28,963.97. Well, coming up here in the business week ahead, third quarter earnings release season ramps up a little bit. No major economic reports due to be released today, but tomorrow retail sales data and the home builder confidence index will be released. The Fed beige book being released later this week, as well as housing stats and building permits. And jobless claims, of course, will be out this coming Thursday. Rite Aid is filed for bankruptcy. The pharmacy chain filed for Chapter 11 protection on Sunday. They're facing declining sales, billions of dollars in debt, and more than 1,000 pending lawsuits linked to the opioid crisis. And Canadian auto workers are back on the job after they've reached a new contract with General Motors over the weekend. The union representing 4,300 Canadian workers okayed the new terms with a more than 80% vote on Sunday. It's 8:37, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so the semi-significant story of the day is the announcement that Best Buy is no longer going to sell DVDs in the store. That you're going to have to, what, go to Walmart, I guess, or go online or go to the thrift store or the pawn shop or wherever else you might find those. But I remember it used to be before when they had DVDs and CDs. You know, you could actually buy CDs at Best Buy. And that actually got me thinking about the question I have for today, which is, where did you used to buy your music? Where did you used to buy your music? 437-1620, 437-1620. You know, back when you actually bought music. I don't mean, you know, you buy music today, but I mean, you know, where you would buy CDs. Or maybe it was vinyl or cassettes or whatever the case may be, or 8-tracks or, you know, I don't know, stone tablets. I don't know how old you are. You know what a 78 is? You're old. the point is, where did you used to buy your music? Now, if it's, especially if you're local. Now, Jake, you've been here since 17?
Yes,
I've been here since 14, so feel free to answer things that are more than 10 years old. And just, you know in advance that neither of us will know it. But if it's a local and it's a place you used to go to buy your music, 437-1620. It does not have to be local, but Jake, where did you... Now, you're a musician by training, so where did you go to buy your music?
Well, I lived about an hour away from the nearest retail place that would have music for sale, so I went to the flea market.
Oh!
Yeah, and they had all of the bootlegged tapes, AC/DC, and whatnot. I'd buy all those cassettes, but yeah, it was
so photocopied. You're part of the underground economy.
Oh yes, definitely black market.
All right, fair enough. No taxes. Buying your music at the flea market.
Yep.
Dubbed off of somebody's dub off of the under their trench coat at the concert. You know.
Okay. Yep. All who made who? $5.
I gotcha. So not funding any schools and roads.
No.
All right. Fair enough. 437-1620. Where did you go back? I have loads of different answers for this, but I want to get some of the callers in because it's already flooding in here a little bit. Somebody says, let's see, 437-1620. Somebody says Radio Shack. Oh, well, maybe didn't pick a winner on that one long term. But no. So that's a whole separate story why Radio Shack and Radio People, you know, you go there for all your little pieces and parts and your adapters and your connectors that you got to now order them online from China or whatever. Anyway, but Radio Shack, yeah, music back in the day. I remember that. Somebody here says, I grew up in the military, a military brat, and we always bought it at the PX. Oh, okay. All right, interesting. So I don't know anything about that economy other than, like, you know, secondhand knowledge. I don't have any firsthand experience, but okay. Tower Records, okay, good one. Another one for Tower Records. Here we have one that's, oh, look at this. This one comes from Illinois, my home. The flips, you say, well, I thought you were from Detroit. I'm from a lot of places. Okay, from a lot of places.
No matter.
When we're talking about the Lions surging, I'm from Detroit. When we're talking about, you know, going to see concerts in Illinois, I'm from Illinois. The flip side, Hoffman Estates, where we would sleep out for tickets to concerts as well. Oh, nice. Somebody here says the Woolworths. Really? Music at Woolworths? 45 singles with the big hole in the middle. Yeah, I mean, I know what a 45 is, but okay. All right. I just didn't ever connect that with Woolworths, but this person's reliable. I trust him. 437-1620 FYE. You know what that
for
is?
For your entertainment.
Is that that's a store?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Good. Yes. Oh, this is I think we all did this though.
We all did. I did.
BMG.
Did you tape the penny to the ad and then stick it in the envelope and send it off to get your CDs or your tapes?
Money. Yeah. I paid, and you know, I know a lot of people would just did take them and on campus. Everybody had free CDs from BMG or Columbia House, right? Was the other one. Somebody else said the Columbia House. I always paid. I mean, I'm getting a great deal. I'll pay. I'll pay $4 over my life for these 20 CDs. You know, that's worth it to me. 437-1620. Oh, in St. Louis, Peaches. All right, now you're going. Sam Goody. You remember Music Warehouse? Remember Music Warehouse?
I don't remember Music Warehouse.
Music Warehouse was in the Midwest. I'd do that. Yeah. Columbia House, somebody else says. Peaches, another one for that. The Record Bar in University Mall. I don't even know geographically where that is. But then again, most of that mall doesn't exist anymore. You know, some pieces of it are still in existence. Another Peaches. I've never heard of this Peaches. That's three people from Peaches in Little Rock. So
get
I guess
Peaches
it's a chain.
Down in Georgia.
437-1620. So I'm getting some texts in here. Somebody says the Record Bar at Cordova Mall. Oh, okay. So I love the local ones. And most of my early CD collection, somebody says, which I still have in a big binder. was bought through Columbia House and BMG. Mm-hmm. It always, do you ever take your BMG disc and go, did you, and then go to try to sell it at the like used CD shop?
Yep.
And then
see the logo.
And it had the little BMG on it. You always feel like, I'm really taking advantage of y'all. I paid 18 cents for this thing. You're going to pay me $3. Right. I know.
It's like digging the baseball card out of the frosted mini wheats. And you're like,
right,
yeah.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Don't lick that. It's fine. Yep. 437-1620. Somebody says, got my music at Sam Goody and out of the back of people's cars. Okay.
Oh.
All right. Well done. The Music Box on Navy Boulevard. I don't know this place. I say it's apparently still in operation. I don't shop for music like that anymore. There was a place in Oxford, Ohio, where my good friend, we went and visited his sister who was at school at Miami, Ohio, and I got hooked on vinyl, weirdly, there, because it was the vinyl shop or something like that. And back when I had some of my records, I still had records that we had bought on that trip, and that kind of got me back into vinyl at that time, or into vinyl at that time. I'm trying to think of some of the, Slackers in the Midwest. I know you probably never heard of it, but in the Midwest, Slackers is this great, like, used everything. Used video games, used CDs, used DVDs, games, all kinds of stuff. And I don't know that they exist anymore because that model may not be functional anymore.
Right.
But I remember the big transformation in buying your music was when you could listen to the CD before you bought it. When you could go to the like sampled CD player, you know, and you could listen first, especially at the used places, which I always thought was a great advantage for them over the new, because you can try it. And then you could try 5 or 6 or 10 and then, you know, buy the couple that you
want. You know what problem I had with that, though, is the crusty set of headphones with the hair sticking
out
of it.
Don't ask questions. Don't ask questions.
I couldn't do it.
It's as sanitary as it needed to be 30 years before
well,
COVID.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
8:46 on News Radio 92.3. There's your frivolous topic for the day. We've got traffic on the fives with Jake is sitting in for Candy today.
It has not been that bad this morning, thank goodness. Highway 98 westbound through the Tiger Point area. We got that construction traffic there, so just please use caution in that area. And that's all we got. If you have any traffic tips you want to report to us, text in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
If you're looking for that next vehicle to play your CD, or your your 8-track, or your, you know, probably not your vinyl, although I'm sure somebody had a hookup back in the day. Frontier Motors, a great place to buy good quality, almost new cars. You know, cars that are 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition, cars that'll last you a long time. That's the kind of car I like to buy. I like to, you know, run my car into the ground and then replace it with a car from Frontier and run it into ground. That's kind of the pattern that we've established, because I like to drive my cars, you know, like my Civic, I think it's like 180,000 miles right now, which I think of as like barely middle-aged. So that's the way we do, buy a good car from Frontier and then drive it forever. They have been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind that big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, with good quality, almost new cars at great prices, you know, A-condition cars, huge selection. And I really strongly recommend, go try something, not just try the 4 or 5 sedans, and do try 4 or 5. Don't just try 1 or 2. Or SUVs or trucks, whatever. But then try something you know you're not going to buy. You say, why would I drive a car I know I'm not going to buy? To find out maybe something you didn't know you'd love and you do love it. Or, you know, you get in that Jeep and you're like, I am not a Jeep person. That's fine. At least you tried. You know, do a little something fun for yourself. Make it a date if you want to. Like I said, Frontier Motors right there on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
There's nothing worse than being charged to spend your own money. That's why, at Penair Credit Union, our fee-free checking account has surcharge-free ATMs available from Pensacola to Pensil wherever. So wherever you go, you can bet there's a surcharge-free ATM waiting for you. Because hey, we don't like fees any more than you do. So our checking has no monthly fees, no balance requirements, and thousands of surcharge-free ATMs nationwide. Penair Checking.
It just fits better. Make the switch at pinair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
More news, more talk with Markley Van Kevin Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Just a reminder, fans, about Die Hard Night coming up here at the stadium. Free admission to anyone who was actually alive the last time the Indians won a pennant.
Star catcher bangs the ball to right center field. It's down in front of Dubon, who's got a good arm, but his throw won't have a chance to get Carter. Texas 1, Houston nothing, and a base hit from Jonah Heim.
Yeah, I mean, that's just textbook baseball right there. That was last night, Rangers-Astros first run getting in for the Rangers when they Carter had hope, huh? I gotta sneeze. I couldn't get it out fast enough, and then, like, where's the button? Oh, just one of those days. It's funny. Anyway, he had taken second on a single to right that kind of wasn't really a single. Just kind of went through the first baseman, ticked off his glove, and kind of deked the right fielder, took second on a base he really shouldn't have been able to do, but he did. It was a really good play. And then, you know, the next batter up just singles him home. I mean, textbook baseball is really good. And then in the fifth inning off of Verlander, who's just – I mean, I almost hate to give him credit for it because he has just, but he has been a fantastic pitcher, really. Back to the Tigers and now, of course, with the Astros.
Oh, the 1-2 pitch. Is it hard? Deep right field, and Leody Taveras takes Verlander deep.
And that's all there was. I mean, that's 2-0. That's the end of the game. So the Rangers up 1-0 over the Astros in the ALCS. And I do hope for the Rangers. You know, I'm not a Rangers fan per se. I don't really have anything invested in them, but other than I feel sorry for their fans because we robbed them of a World Series in 2011. And I mean, I will take what we got. It was a huge win for the Cardinals and David Freese and all that. But I still kind of feel like they've never had one. And the only place in my life I find myself being just a little bit of a socialist is in sports, just in the sense that I feel bad for fan bases that don't get theirs. You know, and though I hated to see the Red Sox get theirs at our expense, I was glad to see the Red Sox get theirs. They didn't have to have so many. You know, I hated to see the Cubs get theirs just because Cubs-Cardinals, but I still felt good for them. And, you know, we had a local kid, Addison Russell, who was on that team. And, you know, that. So I kind of want to see everybody get theirs because it's frustrating as a sports fan if you can't ever get that satisfaction of the real win, you know. So something about that does appeal to me. I don't want to make it a rule or nothing, but, you know, I do lean a – if there's ever a place where you can accuse me of leaning a little bit more toward the socialists, that's the one place where you can accuse me of it. 437-1620, 437-1620. This had been on social media a little bit the other day where you had – this came out of a school board meeting in Arizona where – the dad of the, I'm going to say week, okay, not quite dad of the year, not quite dad of the day, somewhere in between the two, dad of the week decided that he was going to protest what he considered to be the unprofessional, inappropriate dress standards where they were going to allow exposed midriffs at school, you know, something that was never, you're never allowed to do. Of course, these days, I mean, I mean, just be glad they're wearing clothes at all. I mean, don't you kind of feel like that's where we are? Mm-hmm. So he shows up and he gives them a presentation that nobody will ever forget.
Under the proposed policy, this would be appropriate in a classroom.
And he takes off his top, underneath it, which he's wearing like a halter top. So this is a full-blown dad bod, 40-something, wearing a halter top. And you're thinking, that is not anything any of us needed to see, and that was his point.
Now, if you ask me, this is inappropriate for a board meeting. If you have a dress code policy that allows us in a classroom, it does not promote a safe classroom environment, as well as limiting the amount of distractions in the classroom. I would like to request that the board reject this current policy, either enforce the policy that we have, or have a policy that reflects more concerns that reflects with what conducts a better environment for the students, for them to get the most education out of the class, as well as prepare them to enter the workforce when they leave the school. I can't think of any place of work where I could walk in an interview and be taken serious in something like this. So let's be adults for these students. Let's put the right policies in place to help them have success in the future. Thank you.
Now, you can get on him for stumbling over his words. If you're a 40-something middle-aged man, dad bod, full-blown, wearing a halter top at a school board meeting, and you get any words straight at all, that's more credit to you, okay? And then, no, he did not win the vote, unfortunately.
856.
I know, but, you know, but that image is...
As he just
they
wanted
said,
to show off. He's been working out. He wanted to show off.
If he has, the progress isn't there yet. And I'm not, like, casting shade. I would be the same way. This is why I don't wear a halter top to the school board meetings. I mean, this seems like common sense to me.
Just here. At work.
That's right. As far as you know. 856 on News Radio 92.3, Jake's got traffic for us.
It's been pretty quiet this morning. Highway 98 westbound, we got that Tiger Point construction traffic. Just seeing an accident on Avalon Boulevard eastbound at the Tom Thumb. There is an accident there eastbound, but no road blockage, so just use caution in that area. Are you thinking about selling your home? Then don't waste another day. You need the super agents. Call Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. If you have any traffic tempo tips or info.
I like traffic tempo.
Traffic tempo, man. The tempo has been slow, and I should be on my game, but I'm not. If you have any traffic tempo info to report, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Look at you turning it into an actual thing. I like that. hey, if you need a work done on your import, your Beamer, your Porsche, your Mercedes, your Genesis, Jaguar, Lexus, you might think, it's a very understandable thing to think, that you need to take that to the dealership. They know those cars, right? Well, okay, sure, but they're not the only ones who know them. Bobby Likas Auto, they work on those cars all the time. And then you can save expense, travel time, which is expense, time, which is annoying. All of that stuff just by going to Bobby Likas on Davis Highway. Diesel engine, same thing. They work on those all the time. No problem. You might think you got to go to the dealership for that. No, it's a little different. It is, but they work on those. And any other car, too. You know, your runaround, your gas engine, your domestic, whatever. The point is not that they only do diesel engines and imports, but that they do everything, including diesel engines and imports. CarClinicService.com is the website if you want to check them out there. And also, just stop in. If all you want to do is get your car worked on for the preventative stuff, the small stuff, so you don't have to see them for the big stuff. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. 8:58 on News Radio 92.3. Time for future news. I know we haven't done it
that
much
was me.
Yet,
that was totally me. I was ready for the end of the show here. All right.
There you go. That's when Jake and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Argo's going to win the GSC?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too. Will Iran get involved in the conflict in the Middle East? Will the U.S. get involved in the conflict in the Middle East?
Yes and yes.
Oh, God, I hate to
think that, but yes.
If Israel does fast and is out of Gaza, I want to say no, but I am worried about this, honestly. Is Jim Jordan tomorrow going to win the speaker vote?
No, I don't think so.
I can't bet on this anymore. I can't do this anymore.
I know. We've been disappointed.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to be wrong. will sports betting, the Florida sports betting deal they worked out with the Seminoles to do, you know, sports betting through the Seminoles, having the servers on their land, even though it takes place off there on your phone or whatever. The Supreme Court put it on hold, continuing the hold on that. John Roberts put it on hold. Will it win when it goes to the actual court?
Yeah, I think it will.
Yeah, see, I think no. I think this is not going to hold up because the whole problem is it's not on Indian land. That's going to be the ultimate problem with that. That's it for us. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow. Either.